Hi guys, I'm back with another review. That sounds like a horrible intro, but yeah, I'm back with another anime review. This is an anime I just finished less than 24 hours ago, and it is Anime Gatariis, which is a show about a girl named Minoa who remembers a part of an anime when she was younger. And then she tries to remember it, and then she meets Arisu, who is super in anime and super crazy about anime. And she helps Minoa on the path of being an anime fan. And this show is, like, super, like, it's reference heavy. If you've heard about this show, it's known for its references and how often they reference and how rapid fire the references are. They in the show, they reference that they're in an anime, kind of like at the beginning of the show. It's kind of referenced that they're in anime. They make references to something called the third episode rule, a 3-episode rule, where in a third episode of every anime, there's always a twist that keeps viewers engaged, and so they don't leave and turn off the show. And they mentioned that, and it's like it's full of that at the beginning. There's full of references to anime. The show is said to take place in spring of 2016 because they reference a whole bunch of shows from that season. And like, honestly, this show makes me feel like a novice when it comes to anime, because, like, I'm not a super huge, like, anime fan. I love anime, and I like all sorts of anime and whatever, but this show, and I thought I was a pretty big fan of anime, because what I know about it, but this show basically just made me feel like a novice, like I said. Because there's so many references, and I picked up on a couple of them, but one of my favorite references in the entire show is that they referenced Sword Art Online, but they called it Sold Out Offline, and which is probably a little reference to the fact that they Sword Out is SAO is basically sold out. They sold out. This show, Anime Gatariis, is made for anime fans. Like, it can still be funny to people that aren't anime fans or huge anime fans, but for the most part, it's for people that are big anime fans that they're gonna understand the references, and it can be for both, because you can see that they do teach about anime, like little things about it, like the writing and the process of making anime, that how different genres and different ways that you can consume anime or whatever, and kind of rules and how to you should consume anime. It's kind of, in a way, it's gatekeeperish, but it's not at the same time. Like, it doesn't make you feel bad. But yeah, a lot of the humor will be wasted on, like, a lot of the meta humor, a lot of the self-referential humor, the reference heavy humor is going to be lost on the people that don't watch anime, the people that aren't into it that much. I read in a blog post, I hate saying that, that Minoa is supposed to represent your past self, the person you were when you discovered anime. And there's a good point by one of the characters, Kaikai, which is, he's the battle anime guy. He's the Chuni character, the crazy guy, the kind of, and he makes a point that no one ever just gets into anime, and there's always a moment in any anime fan's life that where you discover anime, you there's a moment that opens your eyes to anime, that where you want to learn more about it, you just want to delve into this world, and which I feel is really, really cool. And like, there's a lot of the show, for me at least, I felt like Minoa. Like, when Minoa was learning stuff, I felt like I was learning stuff too. You can be on either side of the camp with this show. You can be the side where you're teaching everything, and you're kind of the Erisu and other characters that know a whole bunch about anime, and you can be that side where you're like, oh, I know all this stuff, and I get it, and you can be Minowa, which you have no idea what's happening, and you're learning along with her, which I felt like. Multiple genres and parts of the anime fandom are represented. Like I said, Kai Kai is the battle anime expert. He goes crazy. Like I said, he's a Chunin character. If you don't know what a Chunin character is, I think I'm saying that right. Someone who exhibits delusional behavior and believes they have special powers when they do not. But they said as a part, he's over the top all the time. Like he's over the top with his love of anime. He's like does the yells and just is crazy all the time. But he feels like a real person, because this is a good point made in that same blog post, that when there's a moment in the show where he's like saying all this stuff, like going through like battle anime and like just going explaining everything to the Minowa in an over-the-top manner, and then he stops and says, am I bothering you? And he kind of stops, and which in a way that makes him feel so human, because like it's like anybody, it's like you want to be like you want to I relate to him because you want to tell people about what you love and what you have a passion for, but you do in the back of your mind worry if they don't care, if you're bothering them. You're just like, oh, should I stop talking? Because you haven't said anything in a long time. Should I just stop talking? And, like, which is cool. I think that makes them feel like less of a stereotype and more of a real person. You have Miko, who is a light novel expert. It's said in the, for when she's first introduced, that she reads books with very, very long and weird names. She is kind of the most gatekeeperish person of the entire show. She's not bad, though, because she's, like, I think what makes somebody a gatekeeper, in a sense, is a gatekeeper is someone that says that you can't enjoy something because you don't fulfill their expectations of what a fan is supposed to be. And I think she is the opposite of that, because she does, she seems like she actually wants people to enjoy the light novels. Cause she watches, like in the show, she reads the light novels first, and then she watches the anime adaption of those novels. And yeah, I think that it's really well done, because like I feel like naturally you probably are defensive of your likes, and when someone criticizes you, because Erisu, who's I'm about to talk about in a second, she is very knowledgeable. She knows everything about anime. She watches all of it. But like her and Miko clash because they have different opinions, but it makes sense. But Miko doesn't seem like a bad character to me, because she actually, like I said, she wants people to like the light novels and like understand her point of view. And, but like naturally you'd be defensive of something you like when someone criticizes it. So, I mean, again, she feels like an actual person. Erisu, like I just said, is super excited to watch anime. She consumes basically all of it. She's really rich, so she just basically buys all of it. She represents the joy of telling people about anime and making them as excited as you are. Kind of like Kai Kai. She is super eager to talk to Minowa about anime, because Minowa, in the first episode, she remembers the anime from when she was a kid, and then she talks about it in class with her friends, or with her friend, I think it's one friend. It looks like she has one friend. And she talks about it, she's saying something, and then Erisu, like, meets her in this one room of the school, and is like, you like anime, blah, and she goes crazy, talks about anime. She's really, like, I don't know what part of it she represents exactly, because she just wants, I think she probably, she's just super crazy about anime. Maybe she is, probably represents the super fan, the super, the super crazy fan. I don't know. She just seems very, very vibrant and excited about anime, which is cool. I mean, it's, there's a lot of people like that. And Nakano, which is a character that kind of has a twist, he loves the idol anime. I don't have a lot of to say about him. I didn't really pick up a lot from the first watch through. Maybe I have to watch it again. But he loves idol anime. He's super into the dancing of it. The when they use 3D and they mix 3D and 2D to do the dance scenes of those shows. He always, like, I think each of them get their personality from the anime they watch. Like, he's always super about passion and persevering and everything like that. I mean, like, that seems to be a theme of both Kaikai and Nakano. They seem to be, like, just full steam ahead into what they do. And there is a twist with Nakano at the end, like, the 10th, 11th episode mark. I want to keep this spoiler free, but the ending is too crazy to, like, really not at least touch on a bit. There's one character left. There's Erica. And I almost missed this. Erica is a cosplayer, and again, represents the cosplaying part of the fandom. She is from Japan, but she moved to America when she was younger. She moved back. And anime helped her become friends with the girls at her school, because when she moved there, she didn't know anybody. I kind of find it funny that she spoke English or whatever, but, like, she didn't know anybody, and she watched, she was kind of lonely. There's a part where someone is, like, someone's doing something, and she almost asks to join them, and then she backs off because she's shy, and she doesn't know how they would react to her. And they, there's a thing where Prefe comes on her TV, and she didn't know that Prefe came on here. I may be mistaken. I think that Prefe is supposed to be Prefate. I could be totally wrong. I mean, like, I don't watch the show, so I may be wrong, but, like, I think it's Prefate. I think I heard that that's what it's supposed to be. And she watches that, and then she wears, like, a thing on her backpack, and, like, the other girls, like, see it, and they're like, oh, you're so cool, whatever, and then they do like, things together, like, they cosplay together and stuff like that, which is cool, and I think that's a cool part of the show, where it's seeing the anime brings people together, and in the show, they are over the top with it, like, it's, like, classically, like, over the top, French, like, they go on, like, verbose speeches, and it's just really, really, it's over the top, but it's, like, it makes you feel good. Like, anime can bring people together. Anime can make people, it's like any interest. It can make people, it brings people together through that interest. And it's just really cool. I think that's really interesting and really a good part of the show. Episode 11. It is the craziest episode I think I've ever watched of an anime, because I don't want to go into too much detail, but they do, basically, they fully break through the fourth wall, and basically the characters are, like, talking about what genre they're in. They basically fully realize they're an anime, and it's really, 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 actually really, really cool. I like it. But a little fact that I found watching this show. Okay, there's a student council, because of course there is a student council. They're in a high school, so of course there's a student council that wants to get rid of their anime club that they started. And the president of the council is voiced by Jamie Marchi, who is Rias. And I was like, I heard her voice, and I was like, and I think I liked it. Like, I heard her voice, and I could hear Rias, and I was like, oh my god. Like, I could just hear Rias saying every line. I don't know if that's a bad thing, like, but maybe Rias's voice and her voice is just so recognizable do that character that I just heard her every time she talks. It's her name, the character she plays is Tsubaki. And I just heard Ryosu's voice in every line she spoke. And I just really like found joy in it. She doesn't really do anything. It's kind of hinted that her and Erica like have a past together. And it's basically said like they cosplay together and they were friends. And then like that happened and then nothing happens with them ever. So my favorite part of the entire series is when they made an anime and it looked super, like, it was super cringy. Like, it felt like they put all their heart into it, but it was a super cringy thing, and you're just like, this is what an anime fan would make. Like, an anime fan would make this. It's like a DeviantArt tier level stuff, and, like, you cringe, but you're like, this isn't far off reality, in my opinion. I didn't think it was that far off. This show is must watch for indie. I think for anime fans, it's not like super must watch. Like I think that Recovery of an MMO Junkie is. I think that's a super must watch show. I think this is just like must watch in the sense of it's just funny. I don't know. It's a different kind of must watch, but I really really enjoyed this show. It was really good. It was funny. There's parts where I was laughing, which really happens, honestly. But there's parts where I was just like, I was laughing out loud. And I found out that the show only sold 180 physical copies, like the DVDs, only sold 180 of them. And I was like, I'm making sure I'm like 180,000. No, 180 of them were sold. And which I always thought to me was there's not going to be a second season. Like, if it sells not very good in a physical, like, physical media sense, I was like, oh, they're not going to renew it. Because, like, they said a problem with this show is the fact that it didn't have, like, it wasn't based on a manga. So it was, they didn't have a fan base of the manga to lean back on. It was literally entirely original. So, like, didn't have a fan base. So, the show's good. Like, but I was like, oh, I'm kind of bummed out because it was an 11 episode season. So I mean, it was normal length, but. And then I'm hearing, oh, it most likely will get a second season, and I'm like, oh, I guess, because everybody who's watched it said, it's a very under the radar show, and not a lot of people know about it, but like. They said the people that did watch it really enjoyed it, and it's it has a mini cult following, I think. So I really enjoy it, and I think that they might. I hope they do a second season because they're like the end is really interesting, but there's different directions they can go. I want to see more of these characters, honestly, and I hope it happens. But anyway. That was the show today. I'm going to be doing more reviews. Right now, I am watching Monster Musume, which is the next show I'm watching. A super ecchi harem show. So it's going to be like that. So we're going back to one of those. I've been kind of on a slice of life thing. So this is going to be the return to TVMA. So that'll be fun. I'm going to finish it, and I got to watch it, actually. I think I watched a lot of it on YouTube, but now it's on Verve with High Dive, so I'm really excited for that. And but that review about in a little bit. I might do a little episode between now and then. But thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys next time, and see ya. Bad intro. Talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.